Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is Mama 7, and it is New Year's Eve. I want to thank all of the people that stopped what they were doing on New Year's Eve, even if it was just catching up with some well-needed rest. I am grateful that everyone took a moment to say, hey, I want to pray in my new year. I want to be part of that number, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, this is what all the grandmothers did. You know, they prayed in the new year. They prayed for the children. They prayed for the grandchildren. They tried to make things happen in the positive, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to continue a lot of those traditions. I think I spent more time in the kitchen today than I did all Thanksgiving and Christmas put together, trying to get my traditional Southern prosperity meal together, getting all my shrines together. And at least I say, okay, at least I'll be able to sleep in tomorrow. But, oh, my God, all the work for today to make sure that my year was brought in properly. I want to say to people, 2019 was rough. And it was rough with a capital R. It was disrespectful, if you ask me. But sometimes that level of shakeup is absolutely necessary, is what we needed to help get us through to this point where we are now. And I'm ever so thankful for it. You know, every lesson that we survive is a lesson that hopefully we will not have to repeat. So, you know, for those that took it on the chin or on the bottom, whatever, however you take your little pops, you know, just take note that if you really learn the lesson, if you put the energy forward, then hopefully you will not have to repeat this lesson. And that's the goal. The goal is for us not to have to keep doing this thing over and over again. For all of those that struggle with negative thoughts, you know, that have this thinking, that didn't think they were worth seeing the year in, that, you know, sometimes lose sight of where they are and where they belong, I really want to say thank you so much for fighting a good fight. You know, thank you for making sure that you are the one that's here. Thank you for being there for those who didn't know how to be there. Really, this has been a hard year with a lot of hard lessons in it. So I just want to say thank you to everybody for putting up that good fight. I've had numerous conversations this week, and unfortunately, you know, a lot of them started off with, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm not feeling good. I'm not understanding this. I'm not doing this right. I'm not, you know, there's so much doubt out there in the universe. And so, you know, I just wanted to stop and say, look, we made it this far, you know, let's try to continue that. Let's push on a little bit. Let's see whatever we can do, whatever we have to do. Let's try to do that, if not for the sake of, you know, ourselves, for the sake of those that need us. Because believe it or not, there is someone that needs you. Every person has someone that would miss them if they weren't here. So I just, you know, it's just so heavy on my heart that we recognize that we weren't guaranteed this slot. But I'm thankful that for those that are brave enough to go forward and to keep pushing in it. So that's where I am with that. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And I just want to say, you know, moving into 2020 is going to be a lot better than 2019. Take it from your psychic medium friend, Mama 7. It's going to seem so much easier, you know, because it's going to be, we've already climbed up the hill. So now all we have to do is roll down. All we have to do is comfortably allow ourselves to be ourselves and to roll down this hill. We've already planted all the good seeds. We've already done all the hard clearing away work. So now all we have to do is stay true to our course and reap the benefits. So, you know, I really want to, you know, impress upon people, look, we're going to be okay. We're going to make it through. All you have to do is keep trying. We're going to be victorious in this, okay, because God gives us a promise and his word is never void. So we don't ever have to worry about, you know, his word coming back, us not being us not being rewarded for good behavior. You know, and one thing about rewards and good behavior, I tell you, it's lonely at the top, okay? So if it seems like your rewards are not being recognized, if it seems like, you know, you're fighting the good fight and no one else is fighting the good fight, please trust me when I tell you that's not true. That is absolutely not true. The one that will be watching you is the one that you have to be cautious for, you know. So don't get caught up in what it looks like this person has or what it looks like that other person has. Trust and believe that God has a plan for you, and God has things for you to do personally. So in 2020, I'm going to make it a personal request. Let everybody stay in our lane. Okay, let's focus on doing the good work for the good reason and really not being quick to judge or to look around and notice everybody else's stuff. Sometimes we just have to focus on our stuff and our work and our duties. So, you know, really, I want some certain things to stay in 2019. Some of that stinking thinking, let's get rid of that. You know, and stinking thinking is when you start thinking doubtful about yourself. You start questioning your worth. You start wondering, is this ever going to happen for me? And so let's let go of that. Let's let go. Let's find reasons and ways that we can be happy in our moments. You know, I had a phone call, got a text message, Happy New Year, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know what? Let's make this moment happy. You know what I'm saying? The year, we'll worry about the year when we get there. But, you know, what can we do to create happiness and joy in this very moment? And then I started to think, I said, you know, this life is just full of moments. So we don't have to look at the big picture, and we don't have to look at this moment, you know, and is this a good moment? Are you well? Are you healthy? You know, when we go through a wonderful approach, there's some basics that all a wonderful approach people have. And one of them, and I speak about it often, is that gratitude journal. We have got to remember what we are grateful for, why we're here, why we do the things that we do, why we make the prayers that we make, you know. And so that gratitude journal helps us to understand so much more about ourselves and the things that motivate us. Because the things that we're grateful for are the things that we're going to be doing, the things we make sacrifices for, the things that are important for us. So I just want to remind everyone, let's stay in tune with that. Let's remember more and remember more of the gratitude, and then let some of the attitude go. You know, we got enough drama and trauma going on in our realities. Let's focus on the good things. Let's be well in it. Let's be healthy in it, you know. And I'm talking about a physical health, a mental health, a spiritual health, an emotional health. You know, let's be balanced in our worlds. Let's be helpful in our communities, but not giving from the bone marrow. We can give as much blood as we want, but bone marrow is limited. Bone marrow is something special for us. We don't have to give that away, okay? Last year, I remember the word that came in was self-care. Oh, Lord, in hindsight, we can see why that self-care was so important. Everything that we did this year was about taking care of ourselves. Now we move forward. We're like, look, now that we've taken care of ourselves, we have to put that in practice on a regular basis. You know, we now have partners now. We got prayer partners. We got buddies. Everyone is linked with someone that they need to be checking on and they need to be checked on with. So, you know, we're all connected in this. We're all working and striving to be better people. We're working to develop our personal character better. And I'm so thankful that we don't have far to go when it comes to character. I'm so thankful that that's one of the things that I don't have to stress. But when it comes to that self-care, I will always stress that. We've got to get that self-care together. And, you know, our high character, our good character, our morals, they will make us have self-care. because they will realize that if we're not looking out for ourselves, if we're not caring for ourselves, we're not really doing what God wants us to do. God doesn't believe in that self-sacrifice. God believes in us assisting, but not at the cost of your own expense. So, you know, I just wanted to go into 2020 with a different understanding. 2020 is going to have so much clarity, so much love, so much relief and relief. You know, we're moving from a time period of uncertainty and moving into a feeling of security. And if you're not feeling secure, that's because you haven't accepted some of the things that are right there in front of you. Sorry. Everything is very clear. If you're not clear, it's because you have not accepted the things that God has placed right there in front of your face. So rather than trying to say that things aren't clear, it's time for you to wipe your eyes and stop doing the little childish thing of covering your eyes with saying that can't nobody see you. Everybody can see you, baby. So, you know, we're all working together on this. I just want to say how proud I am of all the angels. We went from devotions in April to the baptism at the ocean and retreats and guided meditations, and we have been busy this year. When the crisis came up, I saw people mobilize in the action that I was sure they were statues. They were so still. When a situation came up, everybody jumped up, and that's the way that it's supposed to happen. We're all supposed to be there for each other. So I just give thanks to God for each and every one of you for making a decision to live a spiritual lifestyle, for making a decision to be that better version of yourself. We all have a range in which we operate, and it goes from low to high. But I have seen people operating in this high vibration, and I'm so honored to be able to witness the transformation, the very intentional transformation that people have taken upon themselves to say, hey, look, I'm going to change me and then watch the world around me follow. So that's the kind of things that we're thinking about. That's where we're trying to be. That's who we're trying to be in this whole process of things. So I'm ever grateful, thankful. I say lots of prayers to keep me and my people healthy, protected, in loving situations, in caring situations. You know, I give thanks for my children who are healthy in mind, body, and spirit. You know, I give thanks for the special souls that God allows me to work with, whose ancestors basically send to me and say, look, bring my child out of this and you know, take them on that good path that you are already walking on. So I feel very honored and humbled by all of the work that I've seen everyone do. And there are not enough words to begin to explain it. So I won't try. I'm going to continue to allow spirit to work, spirit to guide, spirit to move, and allow for the positivity to continue, you know. And I just want to say this, and this is, you know, very dear to my heart. It's so important that people know this. I am a servant of the people, okay? I am here for you. So I need you to know that so that when trouble arises, you know where to go. A wonderful approach. We do radio every Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how to bring in 2020. We're going to talk about what we left behind us and what we're bringing into the year. I'm so excited about that. But a wonderful approach. We are a spiritual healing and educational organization. We get it in. We travel. We have fun. We get working. And so I really, really want to offer to those that are not part of A Wonderful Approach, that just happen to be listening, you know, for those that are working on their spirituality, please reach out. Please be a part of. Please find a spiritual home so that you can be a part of something positive. You know, everyone should have this drive to get closer to God. You know, everyone has this pull so that we can learn how to please God. How are we supposed to act with God? How do we continue to have others act around us? You know, we have to begin to really, really work together on this, because by ourselves, we get caught up. By ourselves, it's too easy for the negativity to come in and take root in our house. It's too easy for that negativity to come in and take root with our children, with our mates. You know, we have to truly be vigilant against that energy. And so everyone has a responsibility to watch for themselves and to pray for themselves. And when you can't, when you are low, when you are down, when you think the world has got you up against the wall, that's when you need to call and reach out to someone. That's when I want to make myself available. You can find Mama Seven on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We do radio. I have a phone number floating out there. I really want everyone to understand that part of my mission in life is to help those people that are just stuck, to help those people that can't find their own way. You know, we all have a mission here in this world, and that's mine, and I take it very seriously. So I strongly encourage those, do what you need to do. Push forward. Be that light for someone. You know, even if you can't shine for yourself, sometimes we can shine for others. So don't allow that negativity to take root in you, and definitely don't allow it to take root in your house. And so that's how we get through with this, okay? That's how we begin to build from here, okay? I just want to say, Father, Mother, God, I give praise to you. I give words of thanks to you. I come before you in thanksgiving, knowing that it is you that brought us here. It is you that has held us close. It is you that watches over us as we can't watch over ourselves. It is you that helps to make us one with you. We pray for a closer connection, God, a closer connection so that we can truly see and live our destiny. We right now don't know. Where there is unsurety, please make it clear. Where there is pain, please wipe that clean. Where there is those that are stuck in the unknowing, stuck in insecure, stuck in negativity, thinking, stuck in depression, please allow that energy to move away from us. Allow those energies to become secure in where they are. Allow us to continue to build and grow and develop ourselves. Allow those that are not with you, that have fatal thoughts, to come forward so that they can get prayer, so that everybody can be blessed, so that we can begin to build. You know, allow us to be who we need to be, who you set us up to be. God, show us with your eyes, your divine eyes, what you have for us. Make sure that our way is clear. Allow us to be who you designed us to be. So I just have to say these words so that everybody can understand really, really, really how sincere I am in my desires to be that person for you, in my desires to help to lead, and my desires to be one in the source with those that are in need and to be helpful. That's who I am. That's who I've always been. And so I thank you for that. I thank you for your patience, God. I thank you for your love, even with the brokenheartedness, even with the coldness, even with, you know, the pains that we have to suffer. In this understanding, we know that these things are not long-lasting. We know this is not a punishment. We know that we haven't, you know, those that walk that straight and narrow, please give them the strength to continue that. Make their load lighter. Make their hearts lighter. Allow the freshness of the day to come through them and to touch them and to be a part of them. You know, we ask these things in your name. We ask that we can be blessed in it. We ask that we can be joyful in it. I want to make sure that there are a couple people that would like to speak, that would like to have their words shared, that want to have good wishes for 2020, that want to have some words for 2019, however it works. But I wanted to, because we are a group and we're a collective, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that this is not just me praying in 2019. This is us praying in 2020. So I want to bring in a prayer for just a second.
Peace and blessings, everybody. This is Libby.
Greetings, Libby. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We spoke earlier, and so you know I'm not the best vocal speaker. So I thought about two things 2019 brought me, or the two words that resonate with me, and those words are sacrifice and surrender. And both of those words like go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other, because when you sacrifice something, it's not just giving up something, it's giving up something that is of value to you. And long story short, I recently did the huge chop, not even the big chop. I did the huge chop. I cut my hair of 26 years. And not only was it a promise that I've kept to myself, it was like the major promise that I kept to myself this year. And I cried a little bit while I was doing it, but that's because it was valuable to me. And, but I had faith and I knew, I am more than my hair. It wasn't necessarily my protection or anything like that. I was like, oh, it's my protection. I need my hair. I can't go without my hair. I won't even have a ponytail now. Oh, God. But I'm so happy that I did it. The surrender and the sacrifice is what it was for me. And I'm just grateful. And I would like to impart on everybody that's listening to just remember that, you know, when you surrender and sacrifice, you give so much. You can't even imagine the good things that will happen to you. You can't
Amen.
Even imagine. So give thanks for that, y'all. Love
Amen.
You. Peace.
Love you. Thank you so much. Surrender and sacrifice. Woo, those are two heavy ones. As she's sitting there, I'm sitting thinking to myself, yeah, that's about accurate. That is about accurate. Surrender and sacrifice. That's been the year. That's been the year. You know, you have to elevate that energy and elevate what you're giving up, and that makes the sacrifice. You know, I can't sacrifice giving up smoking because I don't smoke. It has to be something of value to you. And so, and I tell people, you get more points when you give it than when it's taken. So, you know, a lot of times we have to truly, truly give of ourselves, of our heart, and then that will help us to move forward. I have somebody else that I really, really want to speak. Let me open up her mic. Greetings, dear.
Hey, it's Alafia.
Alafia, how are you?
I am so blessed and elated about being here, being alive, being amongst
Amen.
All of you all, you know what I'm saying, to be with my wonderful Approach family. You know, my grandfather used to tell me that the family is not always the one that you're born into, it's the one that you make. And and sometimes people come into your life, you know, the seasons, the regions, and the lifetimes. And if I haven't said it before, I'll say it again. I thank God for everybody that I have come upon in this journey, especially this spiritual journey, because it's hard. You know, it's hard. When it's not even going against what other people say, but it's actually going against the stigmas that you build within yourself. So for 2019, it was about the P word for me. We're not going to say it out loud. And it was about the P word, and it was also about self-care and self-love, you know.
Amen.
And knowing the difference between forgiveness, unforgiveness, and setting boundaries, you know. So sometimes when you have to set those boundaries are part of that self-care part, you know,
yes.
because Yeah, and it's deep, you know, and some people feel like they're going to get hurt, but that's because we teach people how to treat us, you know.
Yes, we do.
And so 2019 was definitely about me learning how I was teaching, what I was teaching people, and how I was treating myself. And I thank God for having the opportunity to get to know who I am and love on me so much. So much.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to loving on me more, because and like you said, when you don't have the strength to do it for yourself, you reach out and, you know, love somebody else. You know, the
Amen.
Greatest gift you give is your life to somebody. And your life is your love. You know, that's what God gave to us. God gave us life because he loved us, because she loved us, you know. And I bestow that blessing upon everybody coming into 2020, because it is an age of enlightenment. Everybody that can hear my voice, everybody that was born, we were born at a certain time for us to be here at this time. You know, we are those warriors. We are those angels. We are the ones that's getting ready to guide a whole world into a whole, it's a shift. You know, everybody's been feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Whether you say it's positive, whether you say it's negative, whatever you say it is, it's a shift. It's an energy shift. It's just about what you do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's about how you apply it, how you relate it. You know, so for me, it was about putting my big girl panties on, you know, and like my sister said, owning your stuff, you know, knowing that it's your stuff, and not picking up other people's stuff, because in picking up other people's stuff, it makes your stuff even heavier, you know.
Yes,
so I've learned how to clean out my closet and set those boundaries and pull the trash out, but like, that does not belong to me. That belongs to you, and if you're upset because I'm giving you back yours, that is just fine with me. So if you don't mind, I would like to have a prayer, and I would like to just speak to the ancestors and speak to God and speak to everybody's heart. Father, Mother, God, all I can do is say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for allowing us to be here, to be amongst each other. Thank you for allowing, when I wake up in the morning, to have breath and to feel the blood and to see the reflection of myself and to be able to use my senses and to touch. Thank you that when I pull up into my parking space, that same bird that's been there every day is still there to remind me that at any time I can spread my wings and I can fly and I can do anything that I want. Thank you for those small reminders. Thank you for allowing us to come into each other's lives. Thank you for allowing us to be able to be the example of your love, your undying, unconditional. Whew, thank you, Lord. Your undying, unconditional love that you have for us. Thank you for allowing us to be there for each other. And everyone know that there is nothing but love here for you. There is nothing but love here for you. And as we cross over in these next couple of minutes into not just another year, but another decade, another decade that we're about to step into, we're getting ready to step into our greatness. I bestow a blessing of prosperity into everybody's life. I speak life into you. I release all the energy, negative energies. I say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, not even the ones that you create for yourself. It will not prosper, because your ancestors have something great for you. You are here for a reason. You are not here just for a season. You are the one. You are the God. You are the goddess. They live through us. And in knowing that, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because in 2020 and even in 2030 and 2040, our energies and our love will always be there. And I am here for you. Thank you, thank you for your love. Thank you, Mama Seven. Allow us to continue to be there for her as she has been there for us. Amen. I give my love to you all. Not just a happy new year, but a happy new decade. Ashe.
Okay.
Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, my sister. Now, look. How much time do we have? You have to keep it,
we don't. Keep happy decade. Happy new decade.
All right. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Now, look, we made it. Everybody take a deep breath, okay? We made it through, okay? Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. It was touch and go there for a second, okay? I'm going to keep your mic open. I'm keeping your mic open. As tradition has it, you know, for those that don't know, I think is a man supposed to walk through your door first? Khalid is going to have to suffice. You know, I'm going to send him out and send him back in. And then we're going to have Solomon, our male representative for the moment. We're going to have him say some words for us so we can get some praying in, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, looking at my door like a man about to walk through my door. Okay.
Got you. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are everybody doing tonight?
Peace.
Well, it's morning now, baby. It is officially morning.
Okay. I don't have a long prayer, but I feel like it's meaningful, so I wanted to share it.
Please.
Okay. I pray to you today that this upcoming year, that any shackles, that any roadblocks, please be removed from our path to allow room for progression, to allow room for progression, to allow peace, to allow anything that we want to accomplish in life. I pray we walk into the new year with clear heads for the new life that we set for ourselves and the goals that we plan to accomplish this year. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. That's perfect.
Perfect.
My neighbors are letting me know how much ammo they have out back.
Oh, y'all are living near. Yeah. Okay.
Now look, everybody, I want you to at least say amen, okay? We got to open up these lines. We're not going to stay on the phone lines for long, but I want everyone to open up. I'm going to open up the lines. I'm just going down. And I want you at least to say amen. Allow your voice to be heard in the positive in 2020. We got work to do. We got things to do. I'm just going to go down the list. And if you have prayers, if you have words, whatever you have to say, give it up. Don't go to sleep on this. Don't go to sleep on it. Give it up. Let's hear it. Let's be a part of it. Okay? Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, amen. Ashe, Ayibobo, young man Solomon, thank you so much. Sir.
Ayibobo, thank you so much. Amen. Greetings, welcome to the show.
Oh, wow. Happy
amen.
New Year.
Amen. I haven't spoken to you in a year.
To hear my young people pray. My young people pray. It encourages my spirit in such a new way. Look, so
amen.
I have to bring praise. I ask them, I come and I ask in the name of the Most High. I ask that each and every soul that is present, each and every household that is represented, that each and every person that hears the sound of my voice, that the new idea, the new blessing, the new track, the new direction that they are climbing on, I ask that the Most High will move in miraculous ways, that you will see miracles perform before your eyes this year. This year is not a year of settling. This year is a year of getting the best, and that is the best in everything. The best in your walk, the best in your education, the best in your talk, the best in your attitude, in every single way, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, a brand new anointing, fresh upon you. I call on each and every soul to step to the mantle and do the job. Be ready to work, because it's time is now. We give all praise, all honor, and we remember each and every person available. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And look, if you keep that going for another, you keep that one going. You keep that going, okay? Good. Great. Love it. Happy New Year. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Look, you're gonna be vibrating for the rest of the night. Greetings,
welcome
to the show.
Love and light, family.
Peace.
Blessed new decade.
I'm just honored.
I'm just so grateful to be here because someone didn't make it. So for that, I give thanks and praise.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to improvement.
Yes.
Amen. We lost so many, not just people, oak trees. We lost oak trees.
We lost
people that we didn't even understand how important they were in our walk, in our talk, and everything else. They helped to shape us, and we lost them this year. So what that means is that now there's more opportunities for us to stand up even taller than before. You know, there's now opportunities for us now to do more work, to be seen, to be heard, to be known as. So for every loss that we have is a new opportunity for those that are waiting in the wings. This is why we always got to have those youth on the line. Shout out to the youth on the line. We always got to have the youth coming in and saying prayer. We got to get this next generation ready so that we can age gracefully, so that we can work on ourselves. So amen for recognizing the loss, which is really an opportunity.
Yes.
We got to see that opportunity. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Love you.
Amen.
Y'all.
Love you too.
That's beautiful.
Amen. Greetings. Greetings. Let's hear some amen. How you doing?
Greetings. This is Jasmine, a.k.a. Minnie.
Hey.
How are you?
You all this evening. Good morning now.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I've been fighting to get on here, but I'm very excited. And we're going to leave all of our burdens, at the altar. And this new year is going to be magical for all of us.
I say. Amen. Yes.
I'm going to share a selection. Vibe with me. And we're going to go from here.
Mm-hmm.
A real hard couple of months, she had enough. But it's been hard for everyone, you're not alone. You've been hurting way too long, let it go and just move on. Take your weight down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there, it's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. So everything that you've been worried about, put it on the altar. You need them to work it out. He'll work it out. All of your burdens, just bring it on down in. You're going to get an answer to your prayers if you. I know you need a healing. Yeah, you're sick of being sick. You need to be out of the pressure. Yeah, you got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough. Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over, leave it there. It's going to be all right. 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 So everything that you've been worried about, put it on the altar. You need him to work it out. He'll work it out. all of your burdens. Bring it on down there. You're going to get an answer to your prayers if you put on the altar. Ashe, I love you all.
I love you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I needed that.
Yes.
I needed that. Thank you so much.
A breakthrough.
Yo. Yo. Goosebumps. I've been fighting all night. I'm trying not to get on my soapbox.
I was about to say. I said, I know you're crying. I know you're crying.
You know that's my baby. Oh, my God.
That's your baby. I was going to say, that's your baby. I know you're crying.
You know how I get. She knows how I get.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That's so beautiful. So, talk about a beautiful 2020. How about that? All right, I got to get some more amen. I need to hear you. I opened up your mic. Greetings. Amen. Hello? Greetings. Amen.
Greetings. Am I
okay? Okay, I didn't. Greetings. Amen. Hello? Hello? Yeah, shy people in the back. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. I am so ready for 2020. I really want each and every person take the time to think about what the newness that you want. And you know, we're not trying to be new people, new beings. We don't just wake up and be someone else. But we can wake up and start to make those steps towards what we really want and need in our life. And I'm determined to live that life. I'm determined to manifest in that way. And if you are around me, you're going to manifest too. Because this is just how we work. This is why we stay connected. This is why we wake up and pray for each other. This is why, you know, this is you no longer by yourself. And that is what I need everyone to understand. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself.
Change your mind. Just start with a thought. You know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something different. You know what I'm saying? Fix your head different. You know what I'm saying? Drive to work different. A different way. You know what I'm saying? Pack your lunch instead of eating out. You know what I'm saying? They say you do something
just
before.
Be determined in it.
Yeah.
And be determined in it. You know, don't let this world get you, because that's what the world is trying to do. See, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to win on me. I already know the answer. Remember I told you. The answer is prayer, meditation, fasting, love. That's the answer. I already know the answer, so you're not going to win off me. But now what I'm doing, I'm doing my Harriet Tubman. I'm pulling my people with me, okay? I'm pulling my people with me. You can't have that one. You can't have that one. You can't have that one. I got a long list of what you can't have, okay? I got a long list of what that negativity that devil cannot have. So all of them, go ahead and cancel that. Go somewhere else. I'm sorry if you're hungry tonight, because the positivity is on the rise. So I'm sorry if you're hungry tonight, okay? The positivity is on the rise. And so this is why we got to keep this energy flowing. This is why we have to make sure and be responsible for having more positive conversations than negative conversations. This is why we have to be accountable for our own thoughts. We can't allow other people to take us out of our brains. This is why we have to be accountable to God, because God has a plan for us. Are you ready for this plan? Are you ready to even hear what he has for you? So this is the kind of stuff that we have to start to ask ourselves. When you wake up in the morning and you have to say, am I that whole person ready to do God's work? And if the answer to that is anything outside of absolutely yes, then we need to talk. We need to find out what you're missing. We need to find out how to get you ready for God's purpose, because we're not promised to make it till 50 or 60 or 70 to do God's
work. That's right.
God might need us right now.
Yeah, because some people didn't make it.
Get ourselves ready. And don't forget, some of us never made it that far. So we have to do that work now. We can't be afraid of our own destiny. We can't be afraid of our success. because all of this is God ordained. How can you be fearful of something that God has already put into place?
Mm.
How? I don't operate in fear. I don't operate in negativity. I don't operate in those things. Those are words you could say to me, and I would not understand what you were talking about because I don't operate in that. So I'm like, look, this is what we came to do. This is what we came to do. And we're doing it because, trust me, we're at each one grab two. It's not each one teach one. We're at each one teach two because negativity
took
a big chunk. It took a big chunk. But we're still here. We're still kicking. We still got lots of life. And we're on the winning team. You know, so this makes it real easy for me. When you're on that winning team, you're not worried about the other side. You're worried about yourself.
That's right.
When you're on that winning team, you're not worried about the other side. You already know you're guaranteed to win. Now the question is, how big can I win? You know, if you've ever seen my shrine room, the rest of my house I think is very plain. My shrine room got colors and cloths and decorations and scents. Because when I make offerings, when I have altars, when I have shrines, I want it to be beautiful. I want it to be attractive. When I cook that food that I don't even eat, my New Year's Eve food, I cooked it like I was cooking for the king, okay? And that's because everything I do high. Come on.
Yeah.
And look, if you've been in retreat, you know I don't play with that kitchen, okay? But I just want to thank everybody for your time. I really, really, tomorrow, where we'll be at our regular time, I really want you to pay attention to the things that you're leaving in 2019 and the things that you're taking with you, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is not no New Year's resolution. This is a lifestyle change. We are changing ourselves to better fit God's purpose. Let this world purpose go. World has already shown us when you under the bus, the world's like, they don't care. We have to shape ourselves for God's purpose. That's the highest purpose. We need highest self. So let's get moving in that. Let's start that energy in that. And let's make sure when we call back tomorrow, we know for a fact this is what's got to stay. It is not with me no more. And then this
That's
is what I'm taking with me. This is my new steering wheel. So, amen, my dears. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank all of you for your time. And I'm looking forward to hearing those answers tomorrow. I really am. All right, peace.
Peace. Love you.
Love you too, dear.